let us now welcome Good Thing.
Eyes to sing about the sun and all the beautiful things he has done. I grabbed a pen and made a list, the final sentence read like this: he ran me to the sea, he had burned the bottoms of my feet, the water surrounded me, but I always felt his heat. I was asked to sing about the sun and all the wonderful things that he said. One day he rose as high as he could, beat down on the street where I
Good Thing. And it's a good thing that we have you here. I'm glad. I'm sure you're used to all the Good Thing sentences that you can make with Good Thing. Who came up with Good Thing? Do you remember?
We played a show and someone called her Brenda instead of Brittany.
Huh.
And she said, "Good thing we're beautiful." And I said, "Band name."
Band name.
It sounded pretentious. So,
to include the word beautiful.
Yeah. So I just talked to a friend and he was like, "How about just good thing?" And
yeah, I was thinking GTWB would be good too. GTWB. It just has that sound like NRBQ or other.
WRTC.
Yeah, they might be giants. You know, it gets referred to as TM. TMBG.
Yeah.
But so tell me about yourself. We'll start with you, Brenda Brittany. Brittany. where are you from, and how did you get from there to here?
Well, I'm originally from Somerset County, Pennsylvania. I moved to Pittsburgh for schooling, and I'd say as far as getting into music, I started going to the Bloomfield Bridge Tavern for the songwriter circles, and I've been doing that for about 3 years now. And a little bit after I started going there, I met Ryan, and we started working together.
That's great. You know, I'm going to be in Johnstown next week, and we'll be where did you go to high school?
Somerset High School.
Somerset, I think. I'm almost positive there is somebody that went to Somerset High School that will be part of the group.
Okay.
I'm working with 8 recent high school graduates from the greater Johnstown area, which includes Somerset. That had to be quite a change coming to live in Pittsburgh.
Definitely was.
I mean, Somerset's a great area, but mm-hmm. it's, you know, I think of Jennerstown and Bedford and just, you know, a much different pace.
Mm-hmm.
And was it school that brought you here? Mm-hmm. You're happy here, I gather.
Definitely.
tell me about
7 or 8 years now. So.
Oh, that's great. The song that we opened up with, who wrote that one?
That's pretty much all you.
Yeah.
I just added some guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
what was the song I wrote?
You are... all, both, I mean, writing the songs that you're playing primarily.
Yes.
And that takes a lot of energy to do that. Are you writing collaboratively or is it?
Sometimes. It just whatever happens, you know. Sometimes she'll write a song and come to me with it. And sometimes I'll write a song and come to her with it. And sometimes we sit down and write together and see what happens.
So. Yeah, I guess with the songwriter's circle tradition being given writing challenges or prompts, that may, I hate to say force collaboration, but provide a real natural structure for you to collaborate. Tell me a bit about yourself, Ron.
What do you want to know?
let's start with about 5 years of age and work our way
5 years,
through to now.
I don't even remember that far back. Maybe 5 days ago.
What's the earliest thing you can remember?
My old house at the age of 3. I have just a little tiny clip of memory.
I do too, actually.
Yeah.
Where was that old house?
Gilmore Acres? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where I grew up.
Really? Well, we moved right after that memory. So.
Is that right?
I grew up in Irwin. So.
That's amazing. What street?
In Gilmore
Acres.
Yeah,
do you remember?
No, I don't
remember. Okay. I grew up on Stephendale Drive, which I know you don't remember it very well, but honestly, Gilmore Acres is – that's a pretty small place to like – pinpoint.
Yeah, I mean, my grandparents lived there too.
Do you remember their names? Of course you do.
My grandparents?
Yeah.
Nina Hazel. Hazel Williams. I'm blanking on her.
Do you remember their last name?
Williams was the last name. And Joe Williams. And then my parents are Dave and Marilyn Williams.
Trying to think of that. And nothing's coming to mind. But that's except... A Debbie Williams.
Was an aunt of mine, maybe, if it's the same one. I don't think she lived in Gilmore Acres, though. She lived in Indiana. So
okay. Oh, well.
Williams is a, you know.
So much for degrees of separation.
Yeah.
But Gilmore Acres, if you were to look, is a neighborhood in Wilkins Township. So you're talking about a subset of a township and, you know, a development within that township. And I grew up just at the end of the street. But you went to Irwin, more importantly.
Mm-hmm.
And what brought you to Pittsburgh?
A girl.
A girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and I just didn't. I mean, I wanted to be in the city. So it all worked out.
Well, here you are. Well, that's good. Let's get another song from you. If you're just joining us, the group is called Good Thing. Parenthetically, we're beautiful after that. And what's the name of the song you opened with?
The name of the song that we opened with was Brenda's Sun Song, and this next song is Tom's Sun Song.
Here again, Good Thing.
Host, and I don't know where she goes, swarming like the bees that are anxieties inside of me. When I'm alone. And I'm alone, all alone. Driving down four-lane roads, and I don't know where they go when I am alone. Still alone, while my friend sleeps next to me in the passenger seat. And I'm coming back to you, not tomorrow, someday soon. But I saw the sunset, I saw the sunrise over your cities, over your empires. I saw the sunset, I saw the sunrise over your cities on the same night. And I'm alone, all alone, in a house I've never known, in a house I could never own. And I'm alone, all alone, in a bed I've never known, next to a body I've never known. And then singing songs in the kitchen, all the same chords, all the same wishing. I saw the sunset, I saw the sunrise over your cities, over your empires. I saw the sunset, I saw the sunrise over your cities on the same night. Oh, but oh, how she twists and oh, how she turns, under the sheets in the streets where she learns. You can't avoid everything, but oh my God, how she keeps trying. And I saw the sunset, I saw the sunrise over your cities, over your empires. I saw the sunset and saw it rise. I saw the sunset, I saw the sunrise over your cities, over your empires. I saw the sunset, I saw the sunrise over your cities on the same night, on the same night, over your city, over your empire. Oh, how she twists, know how she turns, she'll never learn.
Good thing on the Saturday Light Brigade. And you guys play really well together. Okay. Did you find that instantly when you started, or an immediate laugh from Ryan, leading me to believe that that probably was certainly the case?
It was. So we played the open mic at the BBT. I'd been playing it for a couple of years, I think, before. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. We met maybe once or twice before that, and probably drunk. I liked to sit in the corner by myself, and she just came up to me and was like, "Hey, I wrote this song. You need to sing on it for me." And then here we are.
And that was like a couple of weeks ago, or
no.
That was 2.5 years ago.
Huh? Well, that's nice. What was the song? Do you remember? Of course, you remember. What was it?
What was the song?
Yeah, the song.
It was one of our songs called "Not Giving In." It's one of the first ones we worked on together.
Huh.
It's on our new EP.
But yeah, you did ask him to sing on that sort of song unheard that evening, or you
we barely knew each other, but I saw him singing and I knew that I wanted him in my life. So
that's
I walked up to him and asked him to sing with me, and it kind of went from there. We just kept writing together.
That's terrific. You mentioned the EP. It's out, I'm glad. And what's the best way? We have a link to your Facebook page. Is awesome. There another way to find it?
So my friend just started a distribution website. Pirate Steel Records, I think. He just made it a couple days ago. You can probably buy it online. The best way right now, if you can't find that, is to purchase it from us.
Okay. And that's, I didn't even look at the Facebook page address, but we've linked to it.
Yeah, facebook.com/goodthingmusic.
Good Thing Music. Great. Mm-hmm. That's good that was available, actually.
Yeah, it's a good way to get updated about us. We also have a Twitter, which we sort of know how to use.
I don't know how to use Twitter.
You'll get there. It's easy. Yeah. Are you playing out much?
We just played a huge string of shows. I think we don't have anything set up for August yet, but we're working on it.
Great. Good Thing is the group or the duo that you're listening to, Brittany Hout, Ryan Williams. It's the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for your feedback and calls and checking in this morning. We appreciate it. We'll have another song coming up in a moment. Do you know what's next?
A song called Lady Lose.
Lady Lose?
Yes.
Once again, here's Good Thing.
You ready?
Yes.
Oh, lady, so dark.
So dark.
Oh, lady, so thin.
Oh, lady, so skeletal.
Good Thing at the Saturday Light Brigade. Now, both of you having emerged from open mics at the Bloomfield Bridge Tavern, I'm curious about your perspective of getting up the courage to do that, or at least maybe it's not courage, but just getting the energy to actually go and do that, and advice you might give to other people that are thinking about doing that. And,
just do it.
Just do it.
Get over it. Maybe have a whiskey.
Did either of you feel like you had to kind of push yourself a little bit to to do that?
I know the first time that I went to an open mic, I took about 12 of my closest friends with me to support. It was a giant event. But the Bloomfield Bridge Tavern is honestly the most comfortable open mic that I've been to. Very supportive.
Yeah, very much.
And it was a really great environment to kind of grow in and, like you said, get the courage to keep going up there and not require so much outside support and help.
See, I was thinking, some people I would think would rather not know anybody in the audience.
That's what I did. I brought like one friend. I didn't want to know anyone.
I mean, I'm not sure which I would prefer, but I could see advantages to either. Was it pretty exhilarating? I'm guessing, Ryan, did you perform outside of, like, was Bloomfield Bridge Tavern your first public performance?
No, I've been playing in bands for a long time, but I'd never sang or, like, been the songwriter until about 2021. I started doing my own stuff. So that was, like, the first time it was all me. There was no one else to...
Yeah. And I think that's especially when it's your own music.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different than being within a band or interpreting somebody else's material, because that's it. That's you. You're up there.
Yeah.
And it's solely you. So the biggest advice is just do it. Not worry about it.
Yes.
Get
yes.
over it. It's yeah. not too big a deal.
It's, you know, people will tell you that I sucked when I first started, and it's true, but like you got to get
– People have told me that.
Yeah.
a lot. It's the there's only a whole way web, to get there's better. A whole website. Nobody's ever told me that that I know of. But
it's, you know, if you don't try, you're not going to get any better.
So. No, that's good advice, because I think there are a lot of people that haven't tried it, and I think that's probably true for songwriting too. When did you write your first song?
I was probably like 19 when I like wrote the first song that I felt even semi-comfortable with. Before that, it was all guitar and working with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And just clicked in my brain one day.
Yeah. How about for you, Brittany?
I was 16. Yeah, I remember being in, I think I was in 11th grade. And that's when I got my first guitar. So that's when I wrote my first song.
And not that I need an exact number, but are you writing pretty prolifically now? A few songs a year, or?
I'd say he definitely writes way more than I do. But I'd say probably a few a year.
I know somebody who tried to write a song a day for a sustained period of time, and he succeeded. I can't remember if it was a month. I think it was a month.
I did that too. I did not did succeed.
That'd be
but I
hard.
Got like yeah. at least 2 weeks of a song every day.
I mean, even to write anything once a day yeah. can be very difficult. Mm-hmm. Good thing is who you're hearing. They still have about 3 songs to play for you, I believe. Brittany Houts and Ryan Williams are their names. You can learn more by going to Good Thing Music on Facebook. There's a link to their Bandcamp page there as well. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. And I just wonder what we're going to hear next.
When I woke, worried all of this might all just be a joke. From my body to the words I speak and all that's in between. I kept pictures of her when she was still beautiful to me. But now she don't really mean a thing from her body to what she speaks and all that's in between. Oh, she says she feels it. Sometimes I feel it too. Yeah, she misses me. Sometimes I miss her too. Now I'll move on. Now I'll move on. Don't you worry, we all have our needs from our bodies into the words we speak and all that's in between. And I kept letters from you and they mean everything to me. I'm still screwing up, but somehow still believe you're all I need from your body to the words you speak and all that's in between. Do you feel it? Do you feel it like I do? Oh, I think I need you, I need you, I need you. Come on. I curse every day of my life. It always rains something awful. Bring me all your limbs and bring all your life. Bring me all your love, I'll give you all of mine. We'll make it rain something awful. Come on. Come on already. Come on. No, come on. No, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. No, 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 come on.
Good Thing, featuring Brittany Houts and Ryan Williams. And they have an EP out that you can find probably best by their Facebook page. There's a tune on Bandcamp, too, Good Thing Music, that you can listen to. And nothing too immediately scheduled, but I suspect you'll see them throughout the area, particularly at singer-songwriter nights. Are you still show up at Bloomfield Bridge every now and then, I'd imagine,
yeah,
to listen, if not to play.
Yeah, a lot less than we used to, but we still...
Yeah, it's a good place to kind of, I don't want to say you get kicked out of the nest, but after you get your feet wet a little bit, you probably get more interested in playing in other places. Have you played out in other cities yet?
Not together, no.
No. But is that something you hope to do?
Yes.
I would imagine you would. Great. You do a little bit of traveling. I'm sure you'd do very well in some other cities.
Thank you.
Nice little trade arrangement. We'll bring somebody here, send you guys out somewhere,
nice.
And get you back too at the same time.
I would love that.
Yeah. It's 22 minutes before 12 noon now. I think we'll have time for two more songs, as long as that works for you guys. And we're going to let you make whatever adjustments you need to make. And tell us about what you're going to play next.
So the next song, I believe, is our newest completed song. It's called New Guns, the Good Ones. And
she wrote it.
It's something we've been working on for probably over a year, and it finally came together. So it's very exciting for us to be taking a new step in a new direction.
And which the arrangement or the lyrics, what was the hardest or the what delayed the emergence of the lyrics?
Yeah, the lyrics, getting them finished. And I don't know, sometimes that happens. Sometimes they come first, sometimes the music comes first. But this time it took a while to get the lyrics straight.
And so. When do you know when you know? I mean, when you're done.
You know when you know. It just
yeah.
I
it
never
just works.
Know. I just give up and say, this is good enough for now.
Well, some people are like that, and others just won't release it until there's like a definite feeling of conclusion. Once again, here's a good thing.
Searching for gold, you know how to pray when you've lost all hope. You know how to move when we're moving too slow. There's no telling where we're gonna go, 'cause I can't tell when we're up or we're down, if you're feeling all right, if I'm staying the night. Tell me, where should we go? Tell me, how should I know? How should I know? Get your way, just enough for me to say, 'cause I can't tell when you're up or you're down, when you're feeling all right, if I'm staying the night. Darling, are you feeling low? Tell me, how should I know? Tell me, how should I know? should've known. Darling, I should've known. It's the end of the year, and I don't carry that gun no more.
It's a good thing at the Saturday Light Brigade. Live music is made possible in part with support from the Pennsylvania Council on the Humanities, a state agency which in turn receives funding from the National Endowment for the Arts through a grant administered locally by Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council. PNC Bank also provides support for live music on the Saturday Light Brigade. If you would like to play sometime, during our Youth Expression Showcase or during our 11 o'clock hour, you can contact Erica May at emay at slbradio.org. It's been great to have you guys here. I hope you'll look for Good Thing. Just go to Good Thing Music on Facebook or Bandcamp. Watch for them. See what they do. See if they add the We're Beautiful back, GT. GT for short. I kind of like that. A GT show.
No one said that yet.
Yeah. Is that true? I mean, I like GT. That would be nice, you know?
Yeah, no. I've never heard anyone abbreviate it before.
No, GT. Although that could look like Git, too. But, no, Good Thing. The name of the band, group, duo. What would you like to close out with?
We have one more song called Hunter.
And thank you both for being
thank
here.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank
you sound great. And, I hope we'll be able to have you back sometime, too.
I also really want to thank Hair Friends, the salon in Oakland, because they're working without an assistant today so that I could be here. So.
Oh, and I got a haircut a couple weeks ago. You could have improved my do here. It was my semi-annual haircut. And I get really – actually, they're probably quarterly, but boy, do I – I'm the guy that they say, what do we do here? Here they – and where is Hair Friends? It's Hair France?
Hair Friends.
Or Friends.
In Oakland on Oakland Avenue.
Okay. You now, the way that you can repay us for the nice plug we just gave you is – keep your radio here all the time on Saturday mornings. Your clients, as we like to call them, will be very happy because there'll be good music and things. And you can join us right there on Oakland Avenue. Once again, Good Thing. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
You want to start?
Hunter saw a deer grazing very near. Little did he know, behind him was a doe, running very close. And every step he chose, pushed her away. What to say, but what to scream, he yelled everything. The farther she ran, the harder it tugged on his heartstrings. Running and running and running and running after something, he's pushing away, he's scaring that girl away. On your sleeve, the faster. you ahead, the longer I chase you, it seems. The distance between us has been replaced by every lash we can take. The distance between us has been replaced by every lash we can take.
Thanks to Good Thing for being with us today.